All that is gold does not glitter. Not all those who wander are lost. These were Paul's favorite lines from J.R.R. Tolkien's poetry. For years he'd include them in emails and messages. The lines refer to a character in The Lord of the Rings, a tall man who chose to wander in the wild and ancient places of the world and accept many years of living in danger and discomfort. He lived his life in self-sacrifice, protecting and serving others while unseen and unappreciated by all but a few. This character is later revealed to be a king, a man of innate nobility, kindness, and great strength of character. Not a man without self-doubt, but a man who spoke the truth always, humble and wise, who led by serving. A man who was always prepared to do whatever it took to help those he cared about. We are here because Paul wanted to have a part of himself connected always to this ancient place, these mountains and trees, this ice and water that have been here since the making of the world. Perhaps it would embarrass Paul to use these next splendid lines from Tolkien to describe him, but I think he will forgive us. He's well beyond embarrassment now. He is no longer in danger and discomfort. He no longer wanders in the body, this wild and ancient place that he loved. But Paul is not lost, of course. He is here, in our hearts always. An image of the splendor of the kings of men, in glory undimmed before the breaking of the world.